Hello. I will go over some of the items in the text file, which I'm hoping you can read with a green screen background. Now, I've got my specifications in here, and we had some preliminary communication in regard to this, but since I didn't hear back from you in a couple dates, I got someone else to do that one. So I've got another one here, another short piece. It's somewhat similar, but not quite. So the key words here, in my experience dealing with the voiceover people and the video people, some get it, some don't. The word is sovereign. So that's in paragraph 2, the last sentence, a sovereign entity. And then in paragraph 4, in regard to the sovereignty question. So, starting at the top, Taiwan is an island of over 34,000 square kilometers located in the Western Pacific Ocean. This island has a population of over 23 million people and lies off the southeastern coast of the China mainland. As we know, the China mainland is commonly called the People's Republic of China. Contrastingly, the government structure in Taiwan calls itself Republic of China, but that is not widely recognized internationally. After World War II, the history of how the Republic of China came to govern Taiwan and whether that governance is actually legitimate are topics that are frequently debated. Different scholars have different interpretations. Many claim that Taiwan is a sovereign entity. Many others claim that it isn't. How can we sort out these conflicting claims? First, we need to look at what these scholars are doing. When examining Taiwan's so-called qualifications for being a sovereign nation, these scholars are actually overviewing a list of qualifying criteria. The most common list has 4 criteria, but some more detailed lists might have 8 or 12 criteria. In any event, in regard to the Republic of China and Taiwan, a superficial review usually produces a positive reading in regard to the sovereignty question. However, a more thorough investigation quickly reveals that many of the qualifying criteria have actually been obtained using illegal methods or illegal procedures. For more information and analysis, you are best advised to keep watching as we continue our series of commonly seen mistakes when discussing the legal status of Taiwan. Okay, so that's that. And I guess you're an American, so you'll be surprised that I'm mentioning 34,000 square kilometers in the first paragraph, but I'll probably, when my producer edits the final version, I'll probably, you know, put the square miles on the screen, you know, there. So I'll just, you know, as a little inset, I'll just have him do that. It's no big deal. So then here at the bottom is specifications and comments from my producer. So I'm sending this off, and I'm hoping to get your positive response. Thank you very much.